This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We can continue to talk about China and their influence over in Venezuela. We touched on that in the last hour. And then also, coming up, Johnson has one question that he's going to be sharing with us that say you can instantly read someone's personality if you ask just this one question. And I don't know what it is yet, so he's going to surprise us with that coming up here in moments. And you can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is our number. Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio, 855-450-3733. And, of course, things are already getting hot in here about Bitcoin. Everybody here has very strong feelings about the future of Bitcoin. And right now the price is faltering at around $935 per Bitcoin as apparently a lot of people are bailing out. They're getting out of this thing. They're scared. You said you're holding, though, Mark.
I am holding. If somebody, if somebody called you, a good friend, somebody with to whom you want to give the very best advice you could possibly give, that you got into Bitcoin, you know, they're your acolyte, as it were, and they say, "I'm scared about Bitcoin. I don't know what's going to happen, and I want to get my money out. I'm thinking about getting my money out. What do you recommend? Buy, sell, or hold? What would you say in that circumstance, Ian?"
Dude, I have no idea what the future holds.
You're holding, right?
I never recommend anything to anybody as far as, like, I don't know what the price is going to do. I don't know what the future is going to be like. I mean, I just want to see Bitcoin survive this. I mean,
at this point,
it's looking bad.
Look at what the person who kind of got you into Bitcoin, what they would do or what they're doing. Is that kind of what you're recommending?
No,
the person who got me into Bitcoin was Roger.
Yeah. He was the guy who got us into it, too. And Roger has said that he will sell all of his original Bitcoin if a split happens. If Bitcoin splits into two Bitcoins, this hard fork occurs, he has apparently recently stated that he will sell all of the original Bitcoin.
Probably be a wise move.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, you're probably right, but I don't know. I'm of the mindset of I'll just wait and see what happens and hold on to both of them.
You know, I can imagine actually happening is possibly the original Bitcoin. That the split happens, they get their governmental approval, they open these things, open up some, investment or whatever, they get their approval because now it's Bitcoin is a regulated, able to be a regulated commodity, and then it just tanks and just people just lose a whole bunch of money. I could see that happening.
I think I would probably, if the split occurred, I would just sell the original Bitcoin for Bitcoin Unlimited.
Well, that's what he was talking about.
That's what Roger was talking about.
But the question is, what do you do now, right? You're saying that,
well, there's people
you're talking about speculative. If the split happens, and there's an interesting argument that I have here from Medium.com that argues that it may not even occur because of the way the system works, because of economics, and I can share that here. It's because I've never heard this before, and it's very interesting. So the question is, what do you do now in advance of the possibility of that split? What do you do now? I would say if you can afford some, buy some of the altcoins, but who knows what's going to happen with those? I mean, Dash has been on this run up. It's over $100 right now. Dash is currently the number three.
People who have, in all likelihood, the people who have Bitcoin are rushing into these altcoins to hold until the storm passes, and then they'll go back or whatever they'll do. They're hoping to, lose less, and that means to me that if this thing gets settled with Bitcoin, that you'll see a precipitous rise. That's a terrible use of the language. You'll see a dramatic rise.
Meteoric.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
Meteors fall,
those,
too.
Those fall. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. precipitation falls. Everything falls. So you'll see a dramatic rise in the price of Bitcoin to sort of catch up because once people, because it has a huge market penetration.
How about rocket-like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To the moon.
We can talk more about Bitcoinery here in a moment. Let's talk to Sarah in Albuquerque.
Well, Albuquerque on the FTL traffic copter.
She's going to take us back down to reality, right, Sarah? Go ahead.
Yes, the breaking news is that the state of Utah have the lowest alcohol arrest point now. You know, the level at
DUI?
The standard is 0.6, right? That's a standard federal.
0.8.
Yeah, they lowered it to 0.5.
Pardon me, 0.08.
Well, you know what? Utah, they'll check you up for 0.5 alcohol blood level now.
Is that so? Okay.
I think you mean 0.05.
0.05, yeah.
Because 0.5 would be 50% BAC, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be half your alcohol, or your blood would be alcohol, or should I say half your alcohol would be blood?
It would be 50 proof? Is that right? Or no, it would be 100 proof.
We don't need to discuss the numbers. I mean, you know what she's talking about. Sarah, I think that what's going on here is that, yes, people who are, impaired are impaired even with, in many cases, even with less blood alcohol. But different people are able to handle alcohol differently. So it's whereas one person who has 0.05 is going to be more impaired than others. You know, somebody who doesn't drink very regularly is going to be more affected by one drink than somebody who drinks every day.
Sarah, have you ever had a drink?
I like to drink some kind of red wine here and there, that's good for you to have a little bit. But I don't like alcohol. But the thing is, the Utah, the Mormons run that state. And
pretty much.
The Mormons are usually very strict. And they don't put up with much about anything. So, it's no surprise at all.
Now, are you in favor of this? This is something that you like, the idea of cracking down on DUIs?
Oh, yeah. I want New Mexico to turn it into 0.5 as soon as possible, because 143 people were killed in drunk driving accidents last year.
They should install breathalyzers in every vehicle, right? Before you go to start it, you have to blow.
Well, I was talking about the perspiration, the auto detection. You know, that
in the steering wheel.
Perspiration.
It's in the steering wheel. It would detect the sweat on your palms, right, to see if you had any alcohol in your sweat.
That's some new technology.
Sweating through your clothing, right? I mean, that's no good. I mean, if you're sweating through your clothing, there's a problem.
It is New Mexico.
Well, that's true.
Well, the thing about it is that, it's just that they have a technology where it could be a very small amount of perspiration, but they could detect alcohol. But we're going to skip all that because we're going to have automated cars coming out really soon.
Pretty soon.
So, yeah, it's just around the corner. So it's just it's coming out.
And then the cars will have bars in them.
Just like limousines.
Meanwhile, we could lower the alcohol rate, and that's a good thing. And the thing is, the Traffic Safety Board has recommended that. What is it, 0.5? That's what Utah was doing.
Yeah, MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, were recommending 0.06. I expect you'll probably see this happening. The question is whether or not self-driving cars beat this curve.
So basically, they want to take it down to what, one beer?
But
because most people say the roundabout number is like two beers, and you're usually right around the limit, right?
That's what I hear. But
obviously, it varies by body type.
I think it's worth pointing out that don't forget that zoning laws keep bars and restaurants in particular areas, so that people. It used to be that bars and restaurants in cities would often be within walking distance of people's houses because that's how things were set up at the time. But then zoning laws concentrated them. And it basically turned us into a society where you either have to drink and drive or not drink when you go out. And those are the choices. So, yeah, sure, you can get hammered at home and nobody's going to bother you. But if you want to have a glass of wine, three glasses of wine with dinner, you're taking your license into your hands.
Right. It's a bad, bad planning. Because in the 1800s, all the businesses were on the bottom floor. And the residential people lived on the top of floors, and everybody was a walking community. But after the advent of car, you're right, they forced you to drive 15 miles from the shopping center to the residential center to the
school. So basically, Sarah, what you're saying is you agree with Mark and that we should abolish zoning, correct?
Well, we need to. I like the Zodi like it was before, like you were talking about, where businesses and all in a walking community. Well, you're not.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. MyPillow, designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position while you sleep. It's great. I've been using it since early 2016 and maybe like springtime 2016. It's been great. And if it wasn't great, I would have stopped using it right away. In fact, you get to decide for yourself with a 60-day window of time once you get your MyPillow whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, that's okay. You can send it back, and MyPillow.com will send you your purchase price back. So very low risk here to try out MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, get half off by using code FTL. That's half off of one pillow or two for the price of one, however you want to look at it, over at MyPillow.com with code FTL. And by the way, if you do decide to keep it, you can feel good because they back it with a 10-year warranty. So they really do stand behind their product there. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mike Lindell, and I sound eerily like Jesse Ventura.
I've never actually seen the TV commercials.
Oh, I've got to pull it up for you in the next break. He does. He sounds just a lot like Jesse Ventura.
Aren't they both from the Midwest?
Yeah, they're both from Minnesota.
Or Minnesota, yeah. So we were talking about Venezuela and China, and apparently China has been backing the ultimate failure of Venezuela as Venezuela continues to just falter. The reason why they are in whatever shape they are apparently is because China's been financing them. And for almost two decades, according to thedailybeast.com, when things were appearing great under Hugo Chavez, they were financing them and then getting repayment in barrels of oil. It made sense for both parties, especially as Chinese mobile phones, motorcycles, and home building materials helped Venezuela's populist government win support among the poor. Trade between the two countries was less than $500 million per year before 1999 when Chavez came to power. 10 years later, trade between the two countries had reached $7.5 billion. Mm. Indeed, Chavez's authoritarian regime had the good fortune of high oil prices to cover up its hopeless economic mismanagement. But today, it's a different story. Venezuela is a mess. The corrupt and inept Maduro regime rapes the economy in the midst of low oil prices. The result is hyperinflation, food, and medicine shortages, and a country on the verge of becoming a failed state. At what point do you decide that the state has failed?
When it's completely ineffective, when people are just doing, just not paying any attention to it at all, when it has no influence, because currently if you tried to, you know, open some business, you know, the government would
put a stop to you. Yeah.
And they'd take all your stuff.
Right.
So they're not failed.
They're still acting, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now,
you might be able to potentially get enough well-fed guards for your business that the government, that the soldiers just wouldn't be willing to risk their lives for it. But I'm not entirely sure, because at this point people are motivated to get food. So yeah, the soldiers might very well be willing to invade just to, you know, get more money and more food and stuff.
Yet China has not given up. Just like a bad gambler, it continues to double down, financing modernization projects in a desperate attempt to increase production and bail out the regime. Energy-hungry China sees in Venezuela a long-term source of oil in which it is worth investing to modernize the infrastructure and increase oil extraction capacity. China is Venezuela's second-largest oil consumer and so far has loaned Venezuela some $60 billion, $20 billion of which Venezuela has yet to repay. With economic corruption and mismanagement in PDVSA, the national oil company, the Chinese will be lucky to see this again, whether in cash or in oil. Because remember, as we've reported here, Venezuela is having a tough time exporting the very oil that they are able to produce because their ships are in such bad shape. So you would think that if China wanted to help them, they'd go ahead and give them some new tanker ships, because they can't legally export a whole lot of it right now. In the meantime, Venezuela is entirely at the mercy of its Chinese creditors. Sovereignty has been surrendered for cheap credit. At least the Venezuelan people are benefiting from this, no? Unfortunately not. Alas, with the most corrupt regime in the history of Venezuela, the incoming cash merely fills the coffers of the regime and its cronies. So while Maduro and Chavez signed agreements with the Chinese to develop over 600 projects, the vast majority of them remain incomplete. Some never even started. They were apparently propaganda tools aimed at people with short memories. Whatever happened to the railroads, the Chinese-funded housing projects, the scores of manufacturing plants? They were mere smokescreens for a corrupt socialist elite to maintain its own power at all costs, while plundering the economy
all it ever is.
At the expense of the people. Yet it still continues. While the people starve, President Maduro enriches his family and allies, and Vice President Tariq El Asami funds drug running, his close friends, and a bit of terrorism just for fun. Mm. All the while, the great financing dragon keeps breathing fresh fire into the engine, over $20 billion since 2014.
Financing dragon?
Well, they're going to do this until they own the place, essentially. So, I mean, they're not fools. They're buying Venezuela.
So candidate Trump was right all along. China's actions are dangerous and irresponsible for America, but also for the Americas. Their continued double-down financing of the Venezuelan regime in return for cheap oil props up an illegitimate, corrupt state while the rest of the nation starves. Your thoughts are welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to change gears, get to more fun personal stuff like personalities, people, determining someone's personality by asking just one question. And, Johnson, you've got the story. Where's it coming from, by the way?
The Cyblog.
Oh, yeah. You guys got some good stuff off of that one.
Of course. So, asking the basic question here is asking someone what they think about other people reveals much about their own personality.
Okay. Right.
So the reason that people tend to see more of their own qualities in others, the generous person sees others as generous, and the selfish person sees others as selfish.
Hmm.
Dr. Dustin Wood said, the study's first author said, a huge suite of negative personality traits are associated with viewing others negatively. The simple tendency to see people negatively indicates a greater likelihood of depression and various personality disorders.
I tend to think that most people, specifically like the public, mm-hmm. is stupid, ignorant, and has a bunch of bloviating right. opinions yeah. on things that they shouldn't have. Is that
but
what
you
I
think
am?
Of yourself as a super genius.
Right. Well, you know, the super genius is a joke, right?
You seem to think pretty highly of your own
Well, I absolutely am a pretty smart guy.
So it's a joke, but not really.
Yeah, it's Wile E. Coyote from...
Yeah, I get that.
Yep.
I get that.
So, he was a smart coyote, but he was mortally wounded nearly every episode, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes multiple times. So it's an acknowledgement that you can be intelligent and still make catastrophic mistakes.
Sure.
Regularly.
Don't invest your bitcoins in Acme.
Well, I think that Forrest Gump taught me very clearly that stupid is what stupid does. And so
I never understood that statement. Maybe I'm just not bright enough to get it.
Well, you aren't a bright man.
Stupid is as stupid does. What does it even what does it mean?
You're only stupid if you do stupid things. Well, the point of Forrest Gump was that this was a man who was, you look at him as very, very dumb and lucky, right?
Okay.
But if stupid is what stupid does, then he was very, very smart because he did things that resulted in, you know, they had great results, right?
All right, we're coming up here.
A diabetic eats a box of chocolate.
It's Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in toll free. Join us right here on the radio waves. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm.
Yeah, I just want to tell people about hope.freetalklive.com. What this is it's a guy who's building an orphanage in Uganda, and I have teamed up with him to help him get this orphanage built. If you go to hope.freetalklive.com, you'll find out significantly more about this project. But I just want to let you know there's 40 orphans right now who basically don't have a place to live. They're living in this room that's about the size of a large walk-in closet piled up on top of each other. They are able to go to school right now. We've, you know, made it so that they're getting some food and some uniforms and all those sorts of things. But, you know, other than that, they don't have a place to live. And it's, you know, they're not looking at huge accommodations or anything like that. But we're doing some fundraising. Right now he's trying to get about $2,500 to put in the foundation of this building. He needs some rebar, some iron bars, he calls them, and some concrete. So please, go to hope.freetalklive.com. You can ask questions there. You can like him. You know, you can add him as a friend, start asking him questions. His name's Dufunda. You can use Bitcoin. You can use, like, Western Union, MoneyGram. You can even do PayPal if that's what you want to do. Whatever your choice is. We try to make it as easy as possible for you. Hope.freetalklive.com.
All right. We're going to get back into your story, Johnson, here in a moment with the one question that we've yet to learn about reading someone's personality. First, though, Rick is in Tennessee listening online. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, boys. Hey. I was just in the court not too long ago.
All right.
And I was bringing up my constitutional rights and stuff, and the judge was not overhearing me, you know, and stuff. I'm thinking about suing the judge.
Well, generally, the judge has a whole lot of leeway in court to kind of do whatever they want to do. It's very hard to sue the government. I'm not saying don't ask around for an attorney and see what, you know, an actual legal opinion is on this, but I can tell you in instances where people's rights have actually been violated blatantly, I've found it very hard to find attorneys who are willing to take cases to court because they just know their odds of success against the government are very, very low. I'm not saying, you know, give up. I'm not saying don't try this. But, you know, go into it with realistic expectations. There's probably judges in courtrooms all around the country who will say things like, I won't hear of the Constitution in my courtroom. And there's very, very little that that you'll likely have as far as recourse.
Yes, sir. So I also
want to
talk about, like, have you ever heard of the PGA, Private Attorney General?
No, never heard of this.
PAG, Private Attorney General.
No, what is that?
Well, it was, I've been watching this guy on YouTube. His name is Rod Class. Everybody just look him up. He's a private attorney general, and he's also a bounty hunter. And he was going to arrest the judge one day because he said, if you know of something going on, the crookedness going on, then you know who this is, don't you?
This
sounds like Jamie
in.
This is James in Kentucky.
Hey, man, why are you calling us Rick in Tennessee?
I thought y'all wasn't going to answer me.
Why would we take your call before?
Yeah. I thought you sounded like him, but I'm like, oh, well,
I was
going to
ask after you got done with your ludicrous thing about a private attorney general.
Well, yeah, and I looked it up, and it's in the Constitution, in words, you know, it was left in the Constitution.
It's in Wikipedia.
It sounds like those common law court guys who are like, we're going to have our own court, and we're going to subpoena judges into our own court, and then we're going to hold them accountable. And, of course, it never ends up working. Yeah, call us anytime, Jamie, man. Look, we take calls from anybody on this show. I mean, Marcus tried to get me to stop taking calls from the psychopath who's threatening his life, but I still take his calls. So,
yeah,
I mean,
we'll
take anybody. Yeah.
Something, one more thing. Well, this guy was there. He was having to go to the board, the council, on this judge. He was going to point out what the judge was doing. And he said, and if they didn't do nothing, they were accessory to the fact. And he was going to sue them.
Well, I want to see the video of this guy arresting a judge because that would be really entertaining.
Broadcast, look on YouTube.
Hey, Rick, or Jamie, thanks for the call tonight. But hey, next time, I don't know, take us off speakerphone because it sounded terrible. Thanks for the call. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Speak of the devil, it's James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm not going to hell like Mark Edgington most certainly is.
Am I going to go to purgatory?
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of your death, Mark Edgington.
Hey, I know you love
Speaking
to talk about
death,
my death. That's one of your favorite
I'm
things.
I'm not talking about your death. I'm talking about
yes,
your
Yes, you are. You just talked about
you're
my death.
20 seconds into the call, and you're already
rotten.
Talking about it.
I'm not talking about your death. I'm
you're
talking about your death.
You're an eternally rotten human being.
Fine.
You're a liar and a con man. And you should be behind bars for the rest of your
okay.
life.
Okay. I wanted to know about you were talking about my eternal disposition as though you know anything
murder.
About this. And I want to ask you some
he's
questions.
He's a good Christian man.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
He's a good Christian
I'm
man that obsesses about
are.
My death.
I'm talking about your eternally rotten soul,
no,
liar.
That's all I got to say, James.
You're a liar
is,
and you don't listen.
The Bible that I read
listen?
Said that you'll know a man by the fruits of his spirit, right? The fruits of the spirit. Love, joy, peace, honest, goodness,
you're not
faithfulness.
A man of love
and you,
truth.
Right. And neither are
you're
you, you crazy person.
I haven't done anything to you, you loser.
No, except call me.
Threaten his family.
All the time. You threaten my wife. You threaten my child.
You're going to eat those words in court, minister.
Bring me to court, for God's sakes. What are you waiting on? You've been calling for 5 years, you lunatic! What do you need? My address?
He's waiting on a time when he can come sober.
when he can come to court.
I've heard your family for years now, and I haven't touched a hair on your head, you liar.
Yeah, it's true. You haven't touched me. You've been threatening me for years, and haven't touched me.
Nor would I. Do I want you to go to hell sooner rather than later? Yes, because you're never going to repent and atone for not only lying about me on the public airwaves.
It's going to be really disappointing for you when you find out there's no hell.
Thanks for the call, James. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, we've still yet to get to the question here, but I'm finding myself wondering what James would say to the question that Johnson will be revealing from Cyblog, the one question that you can ask somebody to reveal their personality, as though he hasn't already revealed it. But anyway, let's go on with your story, Johnson.
So the conclusions in the story were basically, I mean...
Well, you were talking about how people can sort of, that people were, when they talk... Or when they see things in others, they frequently see their own personality traits. Isn't that right?
Something like that. Yeah, it's like how they judge other people. Essentially, the question they ask is how do you see other people, or how would you judge the average person? And that's you are going to understand how they view the world, apparently. So I guess the conclusions come from a series of three studies, and one, people were asked to judge the positive and negative characteristics of three people, or three other people. The more positively they judged those people, the more happy, enthusiastic, capable, and emotionally stable they turned out to be themselves. People who judged others more positively also turned out to be more satisfied with their own lives.
I wonder, sorry to interrupt, I don't know if it has this information in the story, but the people that they were judging... Were they people that they knew personally? Were they strangers that they had just met as part of the experiment? Were they like public personalities like a Donald Trump or a Hillary Clinton?
I'm guessing under a research situation is probably random other people.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah. So, set against this, those who judged others more negatively had higher levels of narcissism and antisocial behavior.
Mm.
The researchers even returned to the same people a year later and found the results were the same. This suggests that what people's ratings of others say about themselves remains stable over time. Personality disorders are often diagnosed at least partly by how people view others. The author's right, and there's more comments.
Let's talk about that coming up here in moments. How do people describe other people? And I guess it would make more sense to have it be someone they just met for the first time rather than someone that they could have a preconceived notion about, like a Donald Trump, where people obviously already feel strongly. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How do other people, or how do people, like, what do they say about other people?
Right.
Like, the question is, how would you describe, what exactly was the question, Johnson, that you can ask?
Yeah, there was, the first one was where they asked people to judge three other, I think it's sort of randomly selected people, because it's probably a study, a psychology kind of study where they
Oh yeah, you were just getting to tell people. Us about these studies about, you know, how people describe others says more about themselves basically than it does about that other person.
Right. So I guess personality disorders, for example, are often diagnosed at least partly by how people view others, the authors of the study, right? Although narcissists may perceive others as being uninteresting or worthless, this may not reflect how they see themselves. Similarly, individuals displaying behaviors typical of paranoid personality disorder may believe that others are malevolent and untrustworthy, even though they may not see themselves that way.
Hmm.
Machiavellianism is usually measured in partly by asking individuals the extent to which they perceive a lack of sincerity, integrity, or selflessness in others' actions, and narcissistic behavior is thought to be prompted in part by a belief that other people are inferior, uninteresting, and unworthy of attention.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
So,
well, you might as well own it, Mark.
I'm just saying. I mean,
Mark is displaying classic narcissistic behavior.
At least I don't bother people with my narcissistic behavior. I just retreat to my little, my little home in the hills, and I don't bother them.
So, I mean, that's actually, unfortunately, that's pretty much it. I mean, they provide a link to the actual study itself, but of course, you know, that gets to be a lot more dry in psychology blogs. Just, they kind of give you the
overview
of what, you know. What
I do still find myself curious as to who they were judging. Just you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can easily find that out. But,
no, unfortunately, actually, this I just clicked on the study to see if, because a lot of times you can get more information, but it wants a registry.
You got to log in.
You got to have a Gold Plus or Platinum package.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's okay. Not that important. But I think there is, you know, it is an interesting piece here because a lot of times, yeah, I mean, people are unintentionally expressing a lot about themselves.
How they are, yes.
In how they describe others, for sure. And any critique about that to that person a lot of times will go completely unheard.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, it's that's how it is. We're all just trying to get through this.
I find myself judging people the most in traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And you live in Keene, where it's not even really the worst traffic.
Oh, during the day, man, you don't drive enough during the day. Get out in the during the day.
I've
right
been
about 4 p.m.
You have been twisted by living here for too long.
You're totally spoiled.
I remember Sarasota, and there's parts of Keene, specifically that area around that Walmart, you know? Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It gets a little rough
at
certain times of day, no doubt. But
they just need to bulldoze those intersections to replace them all with traffic.
They're actually supposed to be putting a roundabout in at the Walmart. Just, I mean, obviously, our listeners don't care about that. But
I know, but like, you have no idea. Yeah. The traffic in this area is caused specifically by the traffic devices.
Yes, of course. The government.
Well, I think that's probably true in a lot of places. I was not a believer in traffic circles or roundabouts or whatever.
So you have one right next to a light, and you just sail through the traffic circle and then stop at the light.
Yeah. Yep. I wasn't a believer, but you know, they put a few more in since we since we got here, and I am now a believer. I'm of the opinion. Look, some of them can be a little congested.
Did you notice there's more of them down in Florida, too? Like in Sarasota, they put them in there, too.
Sure. They're the new thing.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they are unbelievable at just chopping traffic, just...
Well, you know what? Our only experience with the traffic circle was in Sarasota, where we lived in Florida, with St. Armand's, which is a god-awful traffic circle.
But it's not real traffic circles. Isn't there a light at it or something?
No, it's just god-awful because it's loaded with people all the time.
Oh,
and
the crosswalks. Crosswalks on the
and
circle.
There's car accidents there all the time because of all the people, and
people
aren't paying
attention.
People are
slamming on the brakes in the middle of the circle.
Right, so...
And the 90-year-olds.
It's completely different.
The multi-millionaire 90-year-olds driving Rolls Royces things, yes.
There are no... Okay, at Santa Monica Circle, I remember this very specifically. Santa Monica Circle has crosswalks that cross the circle. The crosswalks that are near the circles here in Keene, first of all, they're about 20 to 30, maybe even 40 feet off of the circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they cross the straight part of the road.
But St. Armand's has a park in the middle. How are you going to get to the park if you don't cross the circle, Johnson?
Yeah, it's a huge one, too. It's much larger.
St. Armand's should be looked at as a mall parking lot.
Yeah.
A very busy mall parking lot and not a traffic
circle. Right. I agree with you. So anyway, let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Whether you want to comment on the psychology blog and personality disorders or whatever's on your mind, we got Tom in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live.
Jesus, guys. You know we're going to get a week of calls about traffic circles from New Mexico now, don't you?
Yeah, right.
She's not listening. She doesn't listen to the show.
For a week. Now we're going to get traffic circles for a week.
Nah, she doesn't listen.
They can solve the Cinnamon's problem just like they do here in Keene. Just build bridges over the road. $1 million bridges. Just at the taxpayer's expense. That's how they'll do it.
Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
Welcome
back, Johnson. Johnson's back, too.
Nobody cares about me.
Everything you wanted it to be sounds like quite an adventure. Hey, Ian, thank you for making me feel like I'm not so stupid. I never understood that either. Stupid is as stupid.
The Forrest Gump quote: "Stupid is as stupid does."
Here's another one. I don't know if maybe Mark can explain this to us. Have you ever heard of Hayek's dictum? Before we can explain why people commit mistakes, we must first explain why they should ever be right. Now, I don't know why that's considered a dictum. You know, a dictum is an authoritative statement of truth. I don't know what that means. I mean, other than what it is at, face value, prima facie, evidence would say it's saying that, you know, there's no rules or law or anything worth adhering to. I don't know. I would imagine it must be something deeper than that. Mark?
The only thing I can do is take a stab at it, okay? I certainly wouldn't claim to know what the heck it means. But I guess that is, the assumption. I guess many people will hold it against you if you're incorrect, right? So maybe, it's advice to those people to look at the world as the expectation that people should be wrong, and that when they're right, you should be pleasantly surprised.
I have a different explanation. I would say that a mistake is not objectively wrong. A mistake can also be viewed as a learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to have both of those ideas.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, when you were talking about value before, you know, there's different types of value.
Sure.
So other than supply and demand, there are other factors that go into what determines something's value. I was wondering if maybe you considered, what people are willing to give up to purchase something else or obtain something else. That would be another factor other than supply and demand. I mean, supply and demand certainly is a basic economic theory that holds true to a certain extent, probably universally. But
for most people, their money is their time, right? They work a certain amount of hours, get paid however much per hour. So if they're willing to pay for, they're getting $10 an hour, and in a world without taxes, and they're willing to, and they want to buy something that's $100, then they're willing to work 10 hours for that thing. I think what you're doing is what you're saying is a really, really great way of making people stop and think about the purchase that they're about to make. Is this worth 10 hours on the job? And, you have to ask yourself whether that's the case or not. But
trade-offs, right.
Yeah. I also got a piece of advice from some guy at one point. He said, don't think of money as its value today. Think of its value at retirement. So you should multiply every amount by 7 and then ask yourself if you're willing to give up that much money. Because through compounded interest or whatever, you could, look at it from the standpoint of savings and, that every $100 you're giving up is $700 you'd have at retirement.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a case, just as a spinoff from that, there's a case to be made for, market-based regulations, which are said to be necessary by government, and letting things happen naturally. Kind of what one of you said about mistakes being a learning experience. Mistakes are a natural part of capitalism, and when we try to regulate them, oftentimes we get a much bigger mess.
You're spot on, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight.
Hey, can you hold me over? I wanted to make another point on the other side.
All right, stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mistakes are always learning opportunities. Now, whether the person absorbs a lesson from the mistake and actually does, learn something and doesn't make the mistake again in the future is up to the individual. But, yeah, there's always an opportunity.
And understand every time that even the smartest people make mistakes all the time. It's just that the lucky ones make fewer.
They say you have to fail your way to success. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.